This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome to it, everybody. It's another edition of the Urban Culture Drive. And who's this? The sexiest voice on radio right now?
RJ the Voice.
RJ the Voice. And as always, I'm with the oh so beautiful.
Hi, Candace Coulson.
And the ever so sassy, Mr. Craig. Oh, sexy. Yay. Oh, oh, oh.
Yes. You know, I don't understand. You're so sexy, but you're still single. Like, you still have the sexy voice, but no.
How are you not like, getting child on a daily basis?
Because it's tough out here.
Is it really tough?
It's really tough out here.
Let me tell you something about RJ the Voice. My man's catches feelings like this. So he's not trying to do one-night stands because he's an emotional nigga, you know?
Yeah, I'm trying to find value in what I... But time is valuable, right? So if I'm going to give you my time, you better be of value.
I don't know. I just think that's a lame excuse for knowing that you're not scoring. You got no game, nigga. It's a wrap.
Yo, you should see my history.
Your CV.
You see my CV.
Your resume consists of a 7-year long-term relationship, which for me spills ball says boring. Yeah.
Simultaneously, he was pushing a 301.
No.
That's the highlight of his life.
What is that word? Consecutively.
Yes. It's simultaneously.
Yeah. No, consecutive. Simultaneous is the same term. Yeah. Consecutive is one after the other.
Okay. So 10 years of your life.
Decade of my life, bruh.
Dedicated to human beings.
You see, that goes to show the caliber of person I am.
Yeah.
I want something of value.
You're loyal and consistent.
Of fruitfulness.
Yeah. All my single
Just
ladies.
Just like our guest today.
All my single ladies. Holla. Holla.
Hell out with me.
Of course. Well, no. Definitely not at me.
Don't even waste your
time. Not at Candace.
No, don't waste your time, ladies. I will holla when I'm ready.
Yes. I'm at that place.
Otherwise, guys, how are you?
Fab. Fab.
Limonati.
I'm good. No, I had a very interesting weekend. I spent it with one of the contestants for Project Runway South Africa. So he's creating something for me.
I love it.
You spend it with him?
Yeah, I spend it. Not
as in
that.
What kind of spend?
Not that kind of.
What kind of spend?
We're not. No, he's
is
just.
Is it bring money spent or
keeping it?
Spend.
No, I just felt like, you know, it's high time that we support our own. You know what I mean? I'm tired of buying.
Which contestant is this? Name drop.
Siposihle Masango.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Maybe we might have it on the show. Maybe.
You know, we might have it on the show. Who knows? You know, so I thought that was interesting. And then on Sunday, a cousin of mine said, let's go to the market. And I said, okay, fine, I'll go with you. And for some reason, I didn't really want to dress up, but something in me said, no, man, look good, man.
Yeah.
Bahemise, you know what I mean?
And you totally did.
And
that.
I did. And when I got there, there is my egg, my broke ex.
What?
Why does he need to be broke?
Because he was. And he still is.
Is this the one from Backpack?
Backpack.
Okay.
And I was just like, you know what, ne? Psychologically, I'll pretend like I'm not seeing what's happening. So I just walked right past.
Wow.
You know?
Tell me something. Yeah. When you do see an ex, ne? Did you feel something?
I felt like I was
about
to puke.
You will always feel something.
Okay.
Because I'd not seen this nigga for a good, like, year. And I was avoiding.
And do you think he's still broke?
He still is. Absolutely. Still confirmed.
How do you know that? Do you manage his financials?
I don't manage his finances, but you know, this is Joburg. You know, it's very small.
Okay.
He won't miraculously get some major guap, unless he scored a serious zaddy. You know, but also the intellect is lacking, so I don't know.
That is too much for us. But on other news,
on
good news,
okay.
Clever play of words. On good news,
okay.
We have a lovely guest in studio today with us.
We do.
You know, I'm doing this whole Women's Month thing, but as a twist, I'm bringing young women, business women, onto the show.
I love that,
right?
Producer.
So last week we had the lovely Natasha. Olivier. How do you pronounce?
Olivier.
Yes.
Some Italian-ish. Today, we've got the lovely Cindy Swan.
Yes.
Cindy Siwe. Yo.
Siwe for short, guys.
Yeah.
Siwe.
You see, I messed it up the first, because even on the email, it's written, aka, like, regards Siwe. Right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, I'm pronouncing it Siwe.
Absolutely.
So clearly there's something wrong with me, right?
Doesn't that mean being born again? I'm just looking
at Cindy Siwe, like saved.
Yeah,
not
saved,
born again,
right?
But saved. Are we wrong?
You're very wrong.
Okay. Okay. Both of us.
That's not my name.
Oh, wow.
Sandy Siwe.
Oh, Sandy.
Yes. Sandy Siwe.
See, you are the one who threw me off.
Like,
producer.
You see, and I've been...
I don't mind the born again name, though.
My bad.
All right.
Okay, let's do that again. In studio today, we have the lovely Sandy Siwe.
Yeah.
Young female entrepreneur who's doing things differently and unconventionally.
Yeah.
With a company that deals with hair.
Hair, darling.
Yeah. Hey.
I just did a low key flick, you know.
Yeah.
On my entire bald head,
you know.
Did a flick.
I love it.
You know what I mean? I needed a little zaza.
Maybe she can help you out, cause
you never know, guys.
Tough,
you know.
But yeah, in studio today we have the lovely Sandy Siwe from Good Hair. How are you, Melody?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
Well.
So the first question I want to ask quickly.
Yeah. Right,
right
into it.
Immediately. Quickly. I'm thinking. So we've got Siwe here. She's got like Afro natural hair. You know, for someone who's in the hair business, yes. It's not about the weave, the craziness. You know, your hair is quite simple.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to just take me through that quickly, because you know, a lot of if someone was in the hair business, I'd expect like your Bonang or your Peltusi, you know, somebody like that. So just quickly take me through
that. Peruvian,
yeah, there's something about it that I really like.
Thank you for that. So we believe that good hair is all hair, right? With black hair. So you'll see, like with all our founders, we have like very varying hair, and we'll have like different hairstyles as well as people. But I think it's about like a celebration of black hair in its many forms, really.
Yes.
Right? Short, long, weaved. I don't know.
Male, female.
Yeah.
You know, Brazilian. But celebrating it and making sure that it's not painful when you do it, and that you enjoy the hair that you have.
I love that answer.
Yeah.
So even Job there's hope for that hair.
Any hair. That's good hair, too.
You know, yeah, that's good hair.
It's all African. All natural.
You know, because, you know, Candace here kills us with the hair business. Oh, half white.
So
yeah, Candace. Can't help you.
So that leads to my next question, because I was going to ask that. Is it predominantly black, like coarse African hair that you deal with?
Yeah, it is. So we focus a lot on braids and weaves and that kind of stuff. So it's predominantly black hair that you can actually braid. Sorry, Candace. Mm-hmm. That you can actually do stuff to.
Yeah.
We do want to, in the future, go into like varying types of hair, but I think we wanted to start particularly with black women because of how underserviced the market is, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a black woman, I mean, you know the story of going to a salon, you know the story
sitting there for 15 hours.
Yeah.
And then when you're doing braids that are really tiny, then being told to wait while someone goes to relax another person, you know, that kind of stuff. So,
are you saying now with your business, the time span is shorter, or it's just more comfortable? Okay, let's start it this way. So, good hair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where did it start? Why African hair? You said it was underserviced, right?
Yeah.
When did it start? When did the journey start for you, and what led to you doing the hair business?
So, good hair, essentially, as a business, started in like November last year,
mm-hmm.
but like the conversation about something like good hair really started 3 years ago when I met my business partners we were working at a company that I can't name.
Okay.
And then we all were like, oh, we want to do something about hair. And we were interested in understanding why, because we just all moved to Durban, why it was so hard to find salons in Durban, like in the city, right? Mm. So we were living in Umhlanga, and it was really difficult to find salons, or like those that would do you, it's like not the way you'd like it.
Mm.
Yeah. And so then you have to go like inner city, but then when you go into the city, you don't even know Durban. Then you have to deal with waiting and spending the whole day in the city, right? So it was quite a frustration. So I think the business was really birthed out of that frustration that we all had. It's three black women.
Mm.
So we were like, actually, we could do something about it. Then I moved to Europe for a year for school.
Mm.
And while I was there, I was in Prague.
Levels.
No.
Actually,
hello.
So I was a student. I don't know. I'm a student. Mm. So when I moved, it was really difficult to find a place to do hair in Prague. Like, there's no there's no places to do hair.
They don't even understand you.
Yeah, so it was quite frustrating. And I think that then exacerbated the level of the conversation. So when I came back, we were like, let's just do it. Like, let's start the business. Mm. And then obviously with the vision of saying, we won't just keep it in South Africa or in Joburg, but we'll take it to all urban
globally,
markets.
Yeah.
Exactly. Especially in areas with the diaspora, where it's quite underserviced. That's like our pressure point particularly. So yeah, that's where it was started from. And I think because all of us are all like, yay, black hair is beautiful in all forms, it was easy and natural for us to gravitate towards each other and to start the business together. So yeah.
Awesome. So there's a number of things we unpack there. Firstly, applause for, as a black woman, taking initiative to do something that services the black community. Just like our guest last weekend, that's something I think these ladies deserve a round of applause for. They are not only talking about the issues, they're actually doing something about the issues, right? The second one now that I want to go into, starting this business, what were the challenges? I mean, okay, you come back from Prague and say, let's start this. Where do you start? Do you need funding? Do you need... How do you go about starting a business?
Yeah, so it's funny because two of us studied business. So I did a business science, and so did Sharon, our other co-founder. So we thought, you know business, right? You understand how
to
run.
Yeah,
and then you get into it and you're like,
no.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So the biggest part was to say... we set like a start date. We're like, okay, we're going to start come November. We're actually starting. We're doing a beta phase from November to the end of December just to test out the concept, right? But we were like, we need to start, right? So I came back in around August, September. So we gave ourselves 2-3 months to actually get it going. And then we're like, okay, we probably need to register a company. Luckily, I have friends that started another company that does company registration, all these other things. So we're like, we don't know what to do. You guys just do it, which they did. And then we dive right in into like, what do you actually need to be launch ready? So we were like, we'll just do the minimum viable product, so like just the bare minimum of what we need to be able to go to market. So we started with that
basic hairstyles,
like finding stylists. Like, we're like, we probably need a portal where people can book. So we like a website, like a basic website. And then we probably need to be able to take people's requests and questions. So we need social media, we need a phone, maybe. So those basic things, right? And saying, cool, so what are the big costs? So the website's probably the biggest cost that we have. And then getting stylists on board is the biggest pressure point, right, from an operations perspective. So then we self-funded it.
And a pricing model as well.
Yes, definitely a pricing model as well, to say, how do you charge differently from the normal salon? And then also, how do you brand yourself right? Which is quite difficult.
For value add.
Yeah.
For people to see value,
Because people don't... Like, you need to speak to the problem, and you think marketing is intuitive, but it's like, what do you say that, like, will make people go, oh, yes, that's what I want, right? So that was part of our pressure. But we set a project timeline to say, cool, these are the big things, and this is how we were going to go about them. And, yeah, that's what we did. We self-funded because we were like, we don't have time to go look for funding, right?
Yeah.
If we're starting in November, it's not enough time.
It's crunch time,
Yeah, so we can look for funding post-November. But in the meantime, we just need to get the minimum viable thing out there in the market and test it with friends and family for a month.
Yeah.
Because at least if you're a Saki, they won't...
They won't...
Like, they won't tell
I
people.
Want
they won't put you on... Yeah, they won't put
you
on Instagram
blast.
And go, awkward,
yeah.
You know, this business.
Oh, credit bureau.
Yeah. So that's what we did, and we took December to just trial out. And when it seemed like it was something that was catching on, we were like, oh, wait, this is a real business.
Yeah.
And then you start to think about all the other things. But I think thinking about the minimum thing that you need to do, what's the basic?
That's the starting point.
Yeah, to be able to actually say, I'm a business. What are the basics that need to be there?
And also asking around helps with that.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Especially if you're not from a business background, you wouldn't know what that is.
Well, you would think so, but I think some things are a bit more intuitive, right? Depending on the industry that you're in. If you know a bit about the industry, it becomes obvious.
Like
if you're a baker, I need an oven, right?
Yeah,
so it becomes a bit more intuitive. But I think we thought, because business was like we'll build these fancy financial models, but like, what for? You know, so yeah.
So since inception, last year, November, having self-funded the business, how is the business model working, and is the revenue something really happy about, or is it still early days to judge? What's your take on that?
So I think I've got, like, I mean, it's fairly still early days, to be fair, but we've had a lot of lessons in the few months that we were, like, in operation.
Share a couple.
So the biggest one was, we really were trying to be Mandela with our split model with the stylist, right? So to say, cool, how do we do the revenue splits, right? So we're like, cool, this is the portion, because they're independent contractors. So we're like, cool, this is the portion they take, this is what we take. But then we're like, we'll pay for your transport, we'll buy the initial toolkits, so the dryers, the combs and the products, right? And the bag and the branding for the business that you can use as your toolkit to go into any client that we have. So you have all these upfront costs, right, that you have to pay for. And then you have these people with variable transport costs depending on where the client is at. But then you have this fixed split to say, you guys take X and then we'll pay for the X, right? Which then becomes unsustainable.
And then from your cut, you're left with, like, minimal.
Yeah.
If any, sometimes it's like you're, like, at an expense. You're running at a loss. You're running at a loss. So it's like, it's not a sustainable model. So we're like, okay.
You had to adjust.
Yeah, we have to adjust that. We love our artists a lot, but realistically, it is a business. And if anything, it's more valuable for them and for us to make the business more sustainable over time than to just make them make a quick buck and then the business crashes and burns, right? So that's the biggest one we've had to learn. I think consistency is another one. So don't just be a fly by night.
Consistency in what sense? In
what you're bringing, and in the business, and what you're bringing as a product, but also in the things that you do. So if you say we'll do a newsletter every month, you have to do a newsletter every month. Like, you can't just go, oh no, we'll skip 5 months and then we'll do it again. Right, so consistency in that, because then it makes you top of mind with the people that you're trying to speak to. And that was another big one. And just being realistic about what you can do. So I think our biggest problem is all of us had. So I'm finishing my paper. Hopefully, it will be done soon for my
PhD.
No, my master's. Master's.
Okay.
Hey.
Master's.
People are ridiculous.
We are.
So I'm finishing my paper. So that's been a big thing, right, in our work. Because, you know, girls got
to
eat.
Need to balance, yeah.
Yeah, and then we've got the business, which we really want to do over time, but, like, you can't realistically just do that now, right? So all of us had all these things that were other commitments that we had to do. And then it takes a strain on the business when all of you have all these other things.
They're not hands-on.
Yeah, that take priority. And then saying, realistically, what do we need to do to make this business survive? You need an operations manager who's not you guys, because you're not there every day, right? And then just getting that going, instead of assuming that you're jack of all trades and you can do everything, which we thought we were, because we're, like, a superwoman.
Yes, wamandla.
Yes.
Yes.
So I mean, wamandla, yes, but...
Yeah, you know, limitations.
Be realistic about what you can do as a person, and just be careful not to burn yourself out, because then it's not sustainable over time. So I think knowing those things has been some of the biggest lessons, in saying, what can we do? What oversight can we give to the business? And then, do we really need someone who runs it on the day-to-day? I think it's been a big, big part for us,
All this in a couple of months, Craig.
I get fascinated by people starting up stuff, you know, especially in very competitive industries. So I remember during business school, we did this model called Five Forces of Competition. And so for people that don't really know what that is, it's literally just about how one goes about sort of projecting how to get into something new. And I just want you to just quickly explain a few things. All right, so I'm going to just say something and then you just give me your experience on that. All right, so you're in the hair and beauty industry, and the first one that Porter spoke about is the competitive rivalry. How was that experience for you? Competition.
So it's two pronged, right? So we're technically a service business.
Yeah.
Then there's the stylists who do the hair, right? So they compete differently than we do. So if you're looking at Uber, they can tell you about their drivers and they can tell you about themselves as a business.
Yeah.
So it's the same model. So us, there was no one in the space. There's no, like, do your hair in the comfort of your home service element, right?
Perfect. So that is what is niche about your business.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
And how's the supplier power? What I mean by that is, in terms of the number of suppliers for your stuff, I mean, do you find that it's competitive? Do you find the price is more competitive to source out your stuff than in other industries?
So our biggest suppliers would arguably be the stylists, right? Supply the service to our clients. And it's a very competitive industry, obviously, because there's so many people that can do hair in South Africa. But I think...
Which is a good thing for you.
It is, and it's not. It is because there's a lot of them in the market. So the prices, you know, the range that you're going for.
Yeah.
The problem is they can just easily go, I'm going to do it by myself.
Yeah.
They don't really need you.
Yeah.
Right? Because the market is so open. So, yeah.
And what about, I think you just dealt with this one. There's one called threat of substitution, you know, where someone can actually do something which is similar. And in your case, you're doing something completely unique. But what about threat of new entry? Someone copying exactly what you're doing.
So, funny story about that. I got a message on LinkedIn yesterday from a lady, I think she's in Germany, telling me how they want to start this Uber for beauty in South Africa.
Oh my God.
I was like, you mean you want to start my business?
I'm already in it.
But you see what I mean?
Yeah, so that's a real, real threat.
Yeah.
Which then requires this, you just build a strong brand up front.
Yeah.
Right? So the reason why, no offense to Taxify, but Taxify is not Uber.
Yeah.
Because Uber has a stronger brand and came into the market first. So asserting yourself when you come into the market is what can help you against that. But that's a real, real threat. So, yeah.
This is why we're educated. I love those answers. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Wow. You know your
business.
Forces of a competition.
Hey, those things will teach you other things.
They're real.
Things that you don't even think about.
Yeah.
There's also the business plan model, but okay, now we're going all
education. Yeah.
Let's not go down that road.
Well, no, we're not.
Yeah. I had a thought, right?
Mm.
So one thing we did not clearly outline is your business. Like, we know you're in the hair and beauty business or the hair business, right? But how does your business work?
So if you're a customer, what do you do? How does that operate?
How do you service?
So you go on our website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You make a booking. You say, I want to do my hair on Sunday at 5.
Yeah.
Cool. You want to do your hair on Sunday at 5. This is my address. And you put in all your sign-up details, right? And then this is the style I want. And this is where I live.
Mm.
Do they put down a deposit at this point? Because, I mean, you guys need to also gauge that.
So we only do online payments. So you pay once you're done. So you make a booking, and then you pay via our platform.
Okay.
And then that's...
After?
After you make the full booking.
Oh, okay. So straight after the booking.
Yes, after the booking. Okay. No, not after your service.
Okay. Yeah, no. Because then you'll never get paid.
No.
I was like, that's a risk.
What are the safety measures that are in place? Because, I mean, you're going to a stranger's house. How do you guys even gauge if you're not going to a serial killer's house?
So the serial killer's house is a tough one. You can't really gauge.
Yeah, you never really know.
The best thing you can ask for is someone's ID copy, which we do, particularly when we're not familiar with the areas.
Okay.
But I think also we have someone who's always on, so our ops manager is always on the phone, so that if the stylist quickly needs, you know, an out of the place that we didn't anticipate, then we are able to do that. And obviously, if it's a remote area, we'll Uber for them or things like that, just to make sure that they're not stranded in an area that we don't know anything about. So,
And then what are the areas that you operate in currently?
So currently, we operate mostly in Joburg, and then Pretoria a bit, and Cape Town.
What's an absolute no-go zone where someone books you guys from this certain place and you're like, hell no, it's okay, we're not doing that?
No offense, but if you book like in your bubble, it's not going to happen,
right? It's too far.
I know, but I mean, in terms of like range, like let's say here in Johannesburg, where would you absolutely not go?
So a place that we...
Will you go to Hillbrow?
I mean, we haven't had a booking from Hillbrow.
Okay.
But,
would you?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, but I think you would.
We probably would, depending on where in Hebrew you are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? So there's different areas that are hot spots that we have to think about a bit. But like in general as an area, I think we'd definitely go into it. If it's like in the outskirts or like an area that people generally go to. Like, you can't call us an area where no one goes. Like, that's
Absolutely. Because, I mean, like, there is some kind of risk element to every kind of business. And, you know, what this kind of reminds me of? A business concept by, it's called the Lazy Makoti. I don't know if you've heard of her, but this lady goes around cooking in your houses.
So oh, great.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Fabulous. And she's done,
no, she's done quite an amazing job as well. Amazing. You know, she literally took exactly what you're doing. So she comes and cooks for you at home. She teaches you different kinds of ingredients, different kind of recipes. But it's stunning.
Drop details.
But that's like having a nanny or a helper.
Yeah, only high price.
Yeah, yeah. But if you don't want one, yeah.
Then you just call on a random dance and come and cook.
And also now you can't be asking your helper for bruschetta. Yeah, she's for not going to know what that is.
Thank you.
So then it's just,
also
it's,
the nanny pressure is fixed, right? Yeah. But this person's like, whenever you call them in.
Yeah.
So it's a flexible chef.
Also, yeah. I want to know, how do you then vet the people? Yes.
So, yeah, that's an interesting one.
Yeah.
So, we...
Because, I mean, they could be the cycles.
Yeah. So the base we started with were people we knew. Okay. So it was easy because they'd been doing our own hair for a while. But the model, as we're expanding, is A, we need like affidavits from the police, right?
Okay.
And their IDs.
Okay.
Right?
So verify where they stay.
Yes, yeah. So we can verify their locations and the fact that they are who they say they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's one way to vet it for us that we found works. But obviously, in extreme cases where the person just sounds questionable or we're not sure of their credentials, then we do. We do police records. Mm. So they do the records. Criminal records.
Okay. So there's like proper.
Yes, we're a business.
Yeah, I'm getting guidelines put into this to make sure that people are safe.
Yes. Yeah, especially
we spent a
women.
Lot of time thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest risk, right?
Yeah.
So people are like, part of the reason why I wouldn't go to certain salons or certain areas is because of safety. Mm. So you don't want to then. Downplay that risk that people really feel. So you need to really take into account that it's something that you need to be strong about.
So how many people do you employ so far?
At the
just
moment.
Out of curiosity.
At the moment. So our business is going through a transition. That's an interesting question. Employing an ops manager, getting new stylists on board. But when we started, we had about 6 as a base.
Oh, wow.
Good
start.
Like, we had like 1 in Cape Town, 2 in Cape Town actually, and 4 here.
Mm.
So we've shared off a bit from that list, but we're adding new ones. So the number is a bit... Merck, it's probably around 6 still, just with different places.
Okay. We'll be right back just after this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive. With your boy, the Sefo Mapanga, the sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax, don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive.
The hair business has been estimated to be a whopping 50 billion rand industry. From weaves to Afro chicness, hair business is not dying anytime soon. And we're so glad to have Siwe in the studio who gives us a whole lot of chicness. Hey, how are you doing, babe?
I'm good.
I'm all right. So with my game, well, with my section, I don't want to call it a game anymore. It's a section. It's a series of segments.
We is grown ass human beings.
Do you understand what I mean?
I'm ready.
So what I do is I give you a random phrase or a word. Or it could be anything. And you need to just tell me what is the first thing that pops into your head and how you feel about it. You can comment, you can elaborate, or you can just say pass. Okay, preferably not
say
pass.
No, preferably not.
No pass.
No pass.
It does not exist.
All right, I'm going to start with you, Siwe. Okay. Man weave.
No.
Oh, hell no.
Why not?
No. I guess it's just that's the word that popped into my head.
I know. But ironically, in New York, it's booming so much for people that do not have hair. Mm.
Oh,
so
yes.
It's doing so well that I think it's going to be coming to South Africa very soon.
Call it a wig.
No, it's weave. It's literally like
glued
onto.
Imagine guys waking up next to a man.
It's going, no, but it looks so stunning. I won't lie to you. It's stunning. It's just expensive. Candace, you have to choose. If you had no hair, you had little hair, you could either have the wig or you could have weave sewn in. Which one would you choose?
I've thought of this one before. I would have the wig.
Yeah, why?
Because I can always just change.
Yeah, you know, get comfortable.
And when it starts sweating and itching, I can literally just rip it off.
All right, okay. Job, your girlfriend's weave in summer. assuming you have a girlfriend.
Your yeah. imaginary girlfriend.
It's okay.
No. So the girlfriends that I've had with weaves.
Okay, guys, what I just did there, I'm just
yeah. No, it doesn't smell. They wash it.
Okay, cool.
It's a treatment.
I didn't even know that. That's
a thing. Yeah. Good smell. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. See what? Mm-hmm. Our producer Job, dyeing his hair blonde.
Hey, yes.
Oh my.
Go for it.
Like a soccer player.
I think it totally would. I mean, can you do this?
Okay.
I think it's AKA. Totally work. That's true.
Okay, there's also disasters in this transformation. Totally.
I know. I'm just like, let's not name everyone.
I'll say this my summer look.
Candace, Naomi Campbell's hairline.
I haven't seen it in forever.
For a reason.
You haven't seen it because it's not there.
Wow.
Last one, Joe.
We'll fix it.
Beard weave is a real thing.
Yeah, I've seen that. They were accusing Drake of it.
Of it. What do you think of that?
It's nonsense.
Oh, wow.
It's honestly nonsense. If you don't have it, don't fake it.
But also, why? I think that in the receiving end, if you don't have it, don't fake it. Yeah. Are you serious right now?
Yeah. That's with applicable to weaves, right?
Thank you.
And I have a problem with weaves.
Oh, do you? Well, that's interesting. We didn't come across this.
I've said it vocally. I like my woman natural. I don't have a problem if you wear weaves.
Can I just jump in? And funnily enough,
yeah.
All his hands that he's had all wore weaves.
No.
That's an irony.
No.
All right, anyway, moving right along.
I'll show
you. Yeah.
Moving right along. Okay, so the beard. But I think it's quite an interesting thing.
If you don't have it.
You know what I mean? So, anyway, here are five things that people find annoying about weave. Mm-hmm. So, anyone who wants to comment can comment. Yes. Okay? Number one, the confusion. People get confused on whether what's
why
going on.
In what sense?
Brazilian, Malaysian, Persian. What the heck is.
Oh,
the texture.
The type.
Absolutely. Number two. Indecision. You never know what to do. You never know what.
Yeah,
to
I'm sure with all of these beautiful hairstyles and stuff.
What
yeah.
do you mean? Which one to wear?
Which when? One to wear? How? When?
Yeah.
But right. I think that's the advantage of a wig. Of a wig. Yeah. You can be a different person every day.
Number three, which could be good for sex purposes. Yeah. Number three, itching.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah,
but does it also happen with wigs though?
Yes, sure definitely.
Yeah, natural
definitely.
Hair.
Yeah, it's just still itchy. Yeah, even with natural hair.
Number four, the price.
Oh yes, that's a thing.
What's the most expensive weave you guys have? You know,
we haven't done. We don't sell them.
Yeah.
So people have their own.
Okay.
So we don't know the price range. Depends on what you can afford.
Okay, but what is the one that you've seen or heard that's like very expensive? Because I know a weave that's like. 10,000
right. Yeah, I've heard of 10
and
as well.
It lasts forever and you can style into different.
I've heard of 10 and you wash it.
Yeah, you wash
and then
it.
You redo it and you dye it. Yeah, I've heard of 10.
All guys, right. Your own hair lasts forever. Do you know that? But I'm just saying.
Alright, this one irritates a lot of people a lot when white people say, is that all yours?
Yeah.
Absolutely true.
Can you blame them though?
That is fitting.
100%. But anyway, that's another section. And
it's yours. By Craig was sexy. So.
Before you close off, another one that irritates is all the hair.
All the hair when you're dating someone with weave. Yeah, that's
that just
true.
Gets left behind.
Is it really that bad though, guys?
It's bad. It's a mess. Urban culture
drive. I hope you're ready for this one, Siwe.
Okay.
This is where we sort of test your morality, your values, everything you've ever known to be good and right.
Oh, wow.
And we put you on the spot a little.
Okay.
This game is called Death is Not an Option and literally means you cannot say you'd rather die.
Yes.
I would ask you a would you rather question. You will tell me which option you'd rather prefer. And also, I want to say that this is purely hypothetical. And also, as I state... The scenario it is as that. So there's no working your way around the scenario. And like,
can
go
not applicable?
No. You have to answer this one.
Okay.
You have to commit.
So I'll start with you.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather have sex with a hideously ugly person or a beautiful, fresh corpse?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I guess A.
Yeah, A is better.
I guess it's a person.
All right. Pico Sexy, would you rather have sex with your ex-boyfriend or with your arch-enemy?
Arch-enemy is hot. Yeah, definitely go with the arch-enemy.
Okay.
That's why he's my arch-enemy.
Okay.
Wow.
Job.
Yes,
would you rather have a one-minute conversation with your past self or your future self?
That's an easy
that's
one.
That's beautiful.
Fuck.
No, it's difficult, though.
It's difficult.
It is. It's difficult.
Your future self, actually.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be the face of Dark and Lovely and forfeit your business or keep your business as is forever? Where it's at right now.
Forever.
Oh, with six stylists.
And Dark and Lovely is like the face.
You're the face.
Yeah.
And it grows.
And it can go
in whatever direction. I'd be your face of Dark and Lovely. You can shape it as you want. Fine.
There we go.
We'll never know. It could end tomorrow.
Yeah. Also. What if they go bankrupt and like?
What if they don't?
Hey, Craig or Sexy?
Yes.
Would you rather have Tourette syndrome or Down syndrome?
Okay, Tourette syndrome. Let's quickly Google it. What is Tourette syndrome?
So Tourette syndrome is when it's like a nervous
something.
So you twitch and you just
randomly
would
that.
Swear and be like, fuck.
Or down syndrome. Yeah.
They have like these weird reactions, impulses, but they cannot, impulses and they can't control it.
I think I'd have number A because I feel like it would be part of my personality. Only a more exasperated. So we're good.
Cool. Hey, that word has been thrown around today.
Joe.
You need to school me.
Would you rather experience an avalanche or a tsunami?
I'd rather tsunami, dude. Avalanche. You can't swim in sand, in snow. You can't. You just get hit.
See what? Would you rather fart while getting eaten out or vomit while making out?
Oh my gosh.
I hate this game. I need to just put this in the game.
Oh my gosh.
I hate this game.
Why are we doing this?
For no words.
I'd rather fart.
Honestly.
Oh, okay.
I would rather fart.
I must I think that's like the worst thing that could ever happen.
Absolutely.
The vomit. Imagine.
The vomit you can stop.
I would do the vomit thing.
The vomit you can stop.
Guys, that's disgusting.
Craig was sick.
Disgusting.
Craig, would you rather lose your sex organs forever or gain 200 pounds for the rest of your life? And 200 pounds is probably like 100 kilos. Plus minus.
Knowing me, I would gain it and then lose it in a month. So it's good.
There's I'll no gain options it. There's no that you've been given.
The scenario is as is.
Follow the instructions.
Life. Follow the instructions.
It's it for life.
I know it's how I'll gain the 200 pounds. At least I can still work.
Do this.
Joby Joves.
Yes, dear.
Would you rather do a year in jail but come out with a million waiting for you? Or live your life as is, knowing you'll probably never touch that. I'm not saying you won't touch it, but I'm just
but
like
the scenario.
Yeah,
I'd rather live as is and know that I'll never touch that shit.
Lockdown is a real thing.
Is a bonus round, so see what
lucky one.
So then you can say NA. It's a bonus.
No. Would you rather wear someone else's dirty underwear or use their toothbrush?
Yo, dirty underwear, hey, toothbrushes, I can't.
Y'all are nasty.
No, toothbrush, I can't.
You can still disinfect, but like I said, you can't change the scenario.
Can't change anything.
Okay, so Craig or Sexy, would you rather be a member, this is kind of easy, would you rather be a member of the Kardashian family or of the Obama family?
Obama, definitely. Obama.
Okay.
Class, yeah.
Ooh.
You're such a fame whore. You would rather be an Obama?
Obama, absolutely.
The Kardashians are famous. A lot.
The Kardashians are famous, but the Obamas super famous, but different in a more positive
different
light.
Leagues. Yeah. Different leagues.
And to wrap this up, Job, would you rather have no penis or five penises? Pick a struggle.
I was never ready for that.
Wow. No penis or five penises?
Yeah. All or nothing, fam.
Urban Culture Drive.
Ooh, so moving on.
So you were not answering.
Five penises. I'll have one out of the neck.
Wow.
One out of the hand. I'll have pee everywhere. I give you a hug and I slap you with a penis.
That's super disgusting for sure.
But no penis.
I don't, I'm not answering.
How can you live without a penis?
It's not my question.
When I this game of yours, ne? I told you this game. You know, I think Smash or Mirror was much better. This game this one is something else, bro. It really makes you, dead sex with a... Okay.
A corpse, even.
Okay.
Imagine. That's like,
how do you even...
Synthetic.
Okay, back to business. Mm-hmm. You're still tuned in to the Urban Culture Drive, everybody. Do catches on all the socials, Instagram, WhatsApp,
Twitter, Tinder, everywhere. Hashtag Urban Culture Drive. We're everywhere. We still need to make a round on Gumtree.
Yes, I can't believe. Yeah. I actually just tried Tinder, and oh my gosh, the amount of likes I'm getting.
Tinder's a vibe, dog. It's a vibe. It's an actual vibe.
Kind of.
Have you tried Tinder?
I have not.
People with real.
Do you have a significant other? Maybe that's why.
I people with do decent not. Ways.
Okay. So I'm not the only one in this boat.
True.
Right.
Of being single.
Really.
And not available.
Why are we saying this like a disease or something?
It's not a disease.
You're just single.
It's yeah. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong.
Day 600 and mama without. Sex.
But see, well, I can almost relate because in the moment you talk about what you do, like, no, I just finished my master's where, and I'm doing my own business. The guy's like, ah, already, I'm seeing.
Oh, yeah.
It's intimidating.
That guy will be like, ah, yes.
I can't help you.
I can't
but
help
even
you.
Me, I can't help you. That's the issue.
Yes, girl. Yes, so, girl.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. You must sort out your issues. Yeah.
So now, last question from my side. Dealing with black, like African hair from the business, but is it limited to only women or mina so as a job?
Great question.
Wanting my dye for the summer vibes.
You can. Like, I mean, it's a hairstyle that we offer, right? So the services for the hairstyle.
Yeah.
If you choose a hairstyle that we do, we don't ask, are you a woman? Like, that's not the question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely the hair that we care about.
Yeah.
But if you want a haircut, we don't do that. So
there's a list of hairstyles.
Yeah, services that we offer at the moment.
Skill set.
Yeah. As we grow, obviously, then we'll add more. But
yeah.
I think we're just not trying to get in over our heads with things we can't do.
Smart move.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So now, with the evolution of the company or the transition of the company with the ops manager, working in two different... or three different cities. How does he do that or she do that?
Oh no, that's easy.
Or is it more of a
you centralize the operations, right? And they do the phone calls. People order online. You get the emails of their orders and then or their appointments, and then you tell the stylist. Well, our developer, shout out to Mandisa, who is amazing. Mandisa's amazing. Is obviously automating that process, but like where they can auto allocate to a stylist, and then the ops manager will just go, hey, this is what we're doing, like, or like confirming that this is your appointment on this day, and then just organizing with the transport a bit. But you don't need to be in the cities to be able to do that.
You just need a laptop and a phone.
Exactly.
I like how technology has been infused in all of
this. You have to, otherwise you're playing.
Yeah, in other news, my biggest hero is coming to South Africa next month, Brooke Logan.
Brooke Logan, yes!
I'm so excited.
Brooke Bolt.
The Bolt.
For Bebe Collection.
The original Slay Queen.
And it's September. It's like going to be a total vibe.
Beautiful.
Stunning.
What is she doing this side?
Who knows? Who knows?
Leave her. She's here for the Febes.
She's probably here to get
She
zero.
Must go visit President Jacob Zuma.
To do what?
To do what?
No,
to
don't
do what she does best.
What does Book do best? Let's say it. Let's be explicit.
No, she is a hoe.
And that's what she does best.
What about the men that are with her?
Exactly.
Yay.
Are they hoes too?
Imagine.
Yay.
Is Ridge a hoe?
No. But you must remember, she's the one who went through all of them. Father, son.
Yeah, but who have
they went through her. All of them went through her. They ran a train on her.
Tit
so
for tat,
but no,
it is what it is.
With that.
It's fine. Sandy, see what?
Yes.
It's been an absolute blast. It's an hour.
It's been so much fun.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's already gone now.
Yeah.
But cover them bones. Them bones in studio.
There's no shoes here. The studio has no shoes.
That just threw me off.
People are just like.
And now Bones Craig is
levitating
just
their
showing
feet.
His toes. It's like letting them breathe.
But they're stunning though, and they don't smell.
They're a vibe.
I had them pedicure, darling.
And, and can I just say, Job has a thing for feet, so no wonder that caught you.
Like, I just saw it creeping up. I was like, Anyway, back to our guest.
It's floating up. It doesn't creep up.
Back to our guest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been a lovely session talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for
coming
through.
Thank you for coming.
Do I get to shout out people?
Of course.
Yeah,
I've never been on radio.
Shout out
to my friends. Particularly Sharon, Liz, really, because they'll complain. Bolt, shout out to Bolt.
Yeah, yeah.
Shout out to my family, yeah. Mom and the siblings and the twins.
I hope they're all listening.
I hope so too, guys. Are you all listening?
Otherwise, download the podcast.
Yes, and everyone else, don't be mad. I love you too.
Whoever she forgot.
I love you.
Disclaimer, just
and everyone that knows me. Remember watching your TV?
Yeah.
And they're like,
I like to
everyone that knows
to my
me.
Mom,
that's a good
dad,
one.
And yeah. Everyone
oh,
that knows. Shout out to Church Bay.
Yeah, Mandisa has been given
no,
a shout
Mandisa,
out.
No, don't do this. I said Mandisa. Oh, Mandisa's Mandis, like oh, gonna be there, Mandis. You know. Actually, I'm thinking she's great.
Alrighty then.
Thank you, guys.
Last words, my lovely peoples.
I'd like to say, guys, don't forget to connect with us on the socials. We at hashtag Urban Culture Drive. We are on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Snapchat. For goodness sake, we're on frickin' Mixer 2, okay? So catch us there.
What, Mixer?
And Mix33. Yeah. You can find us on Mix33 too, on
Loop
Tinder.
BPM.
We're all over the place, guys.
BPM. Yeah.
I think everyone should take turns and, you know, do it the most when it comes to beauty and taking care of themselves. Yeah. And I'm so glad that Sue is here
great.
To remind us
I love
of that.
It.
You know, to always look after ourselves, no matter what, no matter how broke or how rich, guys.
Yeah.
And these services are out there, so black people.
Yeah.
Do stand
about
up.
Black businesses, the hashtags.
Yeah.
Hashtag.
You know the hashtags.
Me, I'm all about that black empowerment. It's our time now.
Yeah.
But all in all, good peoples, thank you for your support. Thank you for your listening to us. Much love and light.
We out.
Peace out.
This is CliffCentral.com.